This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So I think there's some part of his own brain that knows his predicament.
They
right
show
now.
Him in the dugout afterwards, and he's like, chilled out. He's kind of he's not laughing because it's a scoreless game. It's still a competitive game, and he's a competitive person. But there was just like a level of content and satisfaction in him that I would think, knowing Paul Skenes.
Do you think they gave him a pre-game innings limit?
He said that he was aware of the plan. But I'm just shocked, as a guy that beats to his own drum or marches to the beat of his own drum with all of the funky, unorthodox things he does to get himself ready for starts. I just kind of thought he would be more along the lines of, I'm built different. Don't put me in a box of, hey, you know, historically we can't have this big of an innings jump from one year to the next because look at the injury rate in pitchers when that happens. I'm surprised Skenes isn't at least more publicly vocal or adamant about, like,
maybe the fact that
the
fact that they don't bug him about his routine and they let him do it.
It's a trade.
It's a tit for tat here situation. Hey, you guys stay away from my routines. You let me throw the football. I'll occasionally tolerate being yanked after five innings.
Malzy, I got to be honest with you though. There should be no tit for tat with Skenes.
Yes,
he should
I'm
get
aware.
Said the tats and the other. Could I have said the other word there in that context?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Well, why are we allowed to say tit? For tat.
Because it's like a turn of phrase. It's like part of a greater phrase.
So as soon as you put an S on it, it's done?
I would think
so, yeah. It's
kind of
like we can say ass, but we can't say what a person is.
We can't say orifice, yeah.
Well, no, we can't put the extra four letters on the word.
Right. But you could, in a weird way, define it. You could say somebody is a horse's ass.
Yeah.
Which, so did, I guess the modifier is the thing.
Did
here.
Carlin ever bring up this in his seven-word speech about how,
in fact,
tit for tat was fine, but when you...
Well, the last one of the seven words you can't say on TV, for whatever reason, he used that word to punctuate it.
Mm.
Anyway, I do think in Skenes' case, if you're him and you have made peace with, they are going to take me out after five innings, to explain why he looked like pretty chill about it. You struck out 10 guys in five innings and probably did not have to work that hard to do it.
This again sounds like...
He's just like, all right, cool.
But this again sounds like the nonsensical thing they did in New York last year with Jones. Remember when Shelton said, hey, we were going to have him go five innings and we told him that beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went out, I think, and threw like a one hitter through five and his pitch count was super low and they still yanked him. It's like, why are we setting our ways like... You're not a successful organization who we should trust with these things. You're not the Rays. You're not the Dodgers.
Why should the Rays have been trusted? They pulled Blake Snell in the sixth inning of the World Series.
Yeah, good point.
It probably cost them a title.
Well, yeah,
nobody should be trusted.
Yeah, but hold on a second, though. That's a different reason, though. They didn't pull Blake Snell
because they're worried about his arm falling off.
Yes, funky stat on... They didn't pull Paul Skenes because they thought in the sixth inning he was going to get into trouble.
They pulled him to preserve him.
Exactly. That's the proper word.
The bottom line is they pulled him to preserve him for quote-unquote meaningful innings that might never come. as long as he's here. We know this. Because when he gives up one or zero runs, his record is shockingly, their record and his record this year are shockingly average when he gives up either one or no runs in a start. So they're pulling him for these meaningful innings that might never get here. Prepping for a future that might not exist.
What's your reaction to Skeens getting pulled after 78 pitches in which he had walked zero and struck out 10? 412-928-9370. I'm legitimately curious to hear what Pirates fans and baseball fans alike have to say about something like that. 412-928-9370. And get this. Best caller will win two tickets to see Pantera at Star Lake on July 15th.
By the way, we're back
to calling it Star Lake. I thought it had other names.
Star Lake, it's back. It's been Star Lake for a little while now. I think we're in like year two or three of Star Lake again.
Are they?
Time is a flat circle.
Are they trying to find a sponsor for it? And then once they do, we'll have to call it whatever bank or whatever.
Maybe.
Supermarket is sponsoring it. Right now, it's back to the original name. Just like for years, we had to say Mellon Arena instead of Civic Arena and things like that. Star Lake is also.
Acrisure Stadium, yeah. By the way, I think I'm numb to it. Like, I'm not, obviously, I think it's like worth talking about, and I have an opinion and think it's kind of silly that they're taking him out like this. But the actual, like, let me put it this way. The actual act of getting mad at them for this, I almost can't do it because.
Because what? Because everyone else does it?
No, not even that. It goes back to what we started talking the show about. They got shut out three straight games for the first time in team history.
I get what you're saying. So, like, regardless of if
they're such an absurd team in general. Why am I going to like plant my flag here and be so mad about this one thing? Look what they just did.
So you're saying, regardless if he had pitched eight innings, it wouldn't have mattered because they didn't score a run.
Yeah, that. But also, like, taken broadly, just look at how absurd this team is.
Well, wait a minute. I don't think you're getting angry enough about the fact that he has pitched this well and the team sucks. What happened to that Malzy? What happened to the Malzy who was like, this era is supposed to be a golden one for the Pirates because they're paying Paul Skeens less than $1 million.
Okay, how often can I come into the building?
I don't know, every fifth day after we watch him pitch?
But I mean, like, you can be mad about that any day you want to because it's always going to be a story there until they prove otherwise that they have just butchered
the team. He's going to the All-Star game and he'll probably start and his record's 4-7. He has a 1.94 ERA this season.
I'm not changing the subject, but what do you say to the people who just want both of those tracks to keep going? I think Adam Gretz tweeted it. He said, I hope he keeps like a sub-2 ERA with a losing record. I hope it shines more light on how poorly this team is run and how poorly they've built around him and barely tried to build around him. If we put this out there, and I know I'm not just leading the witness here, there are lots of people listening to this show right now who want to see both of those parallel tracks, Skeens sub-2 ERA and have a losing record continue because they hope it embarrasses the Pirates because they want the Jeff Passans of the world to keep writing about this because that's like the hope that they have now that something will change on this front.
So that's one of the reasons why we're having a guy on who works for Forbes out of Seattle, who's an MLB insider. He's the biggest baseball money writer in America. His name's Maury Brown, and he's coming on at 5:15 today because of what you just said. I don't think that fans, like, I don't think Jeff Passan writing about this is going to, like, you know, the media is going to compel ownership here to do things differently. I think the only way it would happen is if the media, reading and seeing things like this, got on the commissioner's radar, and then the commissioner, like, poked and prodded and cajoled ownership here to do things differently.
How is it not already on the owner or the commissioner's radar? Is my question. It has to be.
We don't know that because no one's asked him that yet.
Hey, Rob, are you aware that the best pitcher in the sport plays for a team that's on pace to lose 97 games?
He won't come on with us because he hung up on me and Cook 10 years ago.
The vibe I'm describing that people have towards like Skeens' performance versus the team around him continuing to lose these games, exact same kind of vibe that people have with, I hope the Steelers season goes horribly and that it finally opens Art Rooney's eyes to what Mike Tomlin has been doing to this franchise.
Jen is on the fan. Hello, Jen.
Hello.
Hi, Jen.
Hi. I just turned you guys on when you started. I was glad to hear you talking about this because I was traveling home from the beach listening to the game yesterday.
Yeah.
And they didn't say anything about him being taken out. I was like, why are they taking him out? I don't understand what's going on. And then it just never came up on the radio side, at least.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if Greg was tipped off by Greg Brown was tipped off by Donnie Kelly before the game that he was going to be Skeens was going to be on some restricted pitch count. That way, when it happened, Greg wouldn't be reacting to it like we are. You know what I mean, Chris? If they know about it and they know it's part of the plan, they're not incensed when it happens.
I mean, even if they didn't know about it, would Greg probably having like a spidey sense that there might be a plan even if he hadn't been told? I don't know if he'd go that hard.
Well, hold on a second. If you didn't know that was part of the plan and he's cruising and he gets pulled after 78 pitches, don't you start to wonder, like, is he okay?
You'd speculate.
Well, is there an injury? Is there something going on here?
But I think that they would go, is there an injury? They'd look at him in the dugout smiling and laughing and be like, nope, not an injury. Must have been the plan all along. He seems pretty chill. It's very nihilistic here because it's like, what are they actually doing this for? Like, to what real end? Just to make sure those innings are just properly managed? You're not going to win this year. The best shine you can get here is that he wins the Cy Young Award. Don't you want individual accolades for the franchise? Isn't that something that you would take pride in as a franchise? Make sure he gets the innings and everything else he needs to win.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This thing.
Order to be prepared for that and schedule it out in anticipation of that, we did make some adjustments to his calendar so that his pitching schedule between now and the All-Star break will allow him to be eligible to pitch on Tuesday, July 15th, the day of the All-Star game. He'll likely pitch again on 4 days rest. We might be mindful with volume on those days because we do want him to have a chance to pitch in that game on the 15th.
Okay, Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. I didn't see any Pirates insider tweet about this, so I heard it during the break, and I want to just make sure I heard that right. Skeens was on a pitch count yesterday and will be when he pitches in Minnesota again this weekend, because the Pirates want to make sure he can pitch in the All-Star game. That can't be their idea.
Commissioner?
That's what I'm thinking, that it was like a baseball.
So basically they're bad enough and far enough out that Rob Manfred can quietly nudge them and say, keep the pitch count down, you're not going anywhere this year anyway.
It's more important to baseball.
That's actually plausible. It is.
For Skeens to pitch Tuesday in the All-Star game next week than it is for the Pirates to maximize Skeens right now.
The presumption would be if the Pirates were, let's say, 10 games better in the standings and therefore at least in the wild card chase, because they'd be, I think, 4 or 5 out at that point, you would think baseball can't tell them to do that. Hey, we want you to make the playoffs, because if Paul Skeens gets into the playoffs, that's even better. Paul Skeens pitching potentially multiple times.
Or would the Pirates do that on their own? Like, it's good. It's better for us to showcase our guy in the All-Star game. Like, we can have it.
Hold on. The more he's showcased, the better chance there is that the broadcasters go, and he's been a ray of light on the moribund Pirates, who were shut out for 3 straight games. He was the victim of that. No decision.
Well, I'm just thinking about this out loud. Like, it's a win-win for them. We keep his innings down, which they're always anxious about and neurotic about, and he gets the chance to pitch in the All-Star game.
But don't you think him pitching in the All-Star game leads to there being like a sea of comments about how have they screwed this up and not built a better team around him? I do.
I don't think I've ever heard that before, where a team consciously
constricts innings and pitch counts to make sure the guy's eligible.
I mean,
usually it's the best pitchers don't pitch in the All-Star game because their team's trying to win.
Well, that's what I was just going to say. I mean, that's kind of a tacit admission. We sacrificed a little bit for our team in order for our guy to pitch a couple innings in a fake game. It's an exhibition game.
Correct.
Yes, like it'll have more eyeballs on it than any Pirates game this year. But it means nothing. This is not, you know, this is not the Kingdome in 79 with Dave Parker, where like people still play those clips back, you know, the day he passes away, unfortunately. It's still like the one moment people think about.
Yep.
Like the All-Star game doesn't resonate with people that way anymore.
No,
it's not for silly home field advantage anymore either. So like, and I also can't fathom that Paul Skeens would say, hey guys, can we set my pitching schedule up in order for me to pitch in the All-Star game, because that would really mean a lot to me. I can't fathom him
just
doing
what's
that.
What's the upside for them? Getting to showcase him again as the starter. What is the upside?
That's why I'm saying maybe there was some Major League Baseball intervention.
That makes them look better if baseball said, you suck this year, look at your record, you're not winning anything, please do this for us. What are the... Okay, humor me, though. To take this... To take this a brief layer deeper.
I will humor as much as you'd like.
If the Pirates otherwise would not have wanted to do that, what is the trade-off they're getting in return from baseball for playing along with this? Just hypothetically, if that's what's happening. What would the kickback be?
They're on good terms with the commissioner?
For example, I don't know. There are people who very much believe in the NBA that the Luka trade to the Lakers, the consolation was, we will guarantee you get
Yes, the Pirates
Cooper
are
going
to win the Major League Baseball draft
lottery. Do you know what I mean?
No, I do know what you mean.
So there has to be something.
You're asking
something.
What do they get out of it if they play if they play nice
they play
with Major
along
League
with
Baseball.
Major League Baseball, and if Major League Baseball actually requested, hey, can you Jake his innings and Jake how you're going to use him so that he can pitch in the All-Star game, what would they be getting out
Donnie,
of it?
Donnie, have you ever heard that before? Donnie Kelly said it was part of the plan. So you're telling me the plan was to cap innings so Skeens could pitch on Tuesday in an All-Star game.
That's also setting quite a precedent. I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe this has happened with other players over the course of time. This is really the first time I think that we are experiencing it. But
like, what is Skeens
dangerous game to play for Major League Baseball.
Sorry to cut you off, but what is Skeens going to do Saturday in Minnesota? Like, pitch 2 innings and then he's going to come out of the game because they want to make sure he's eligible to pitch Tuesday?
3 innings, 9 strikeouts, no runs given up, no hits. Pitched an immaculate 3 innings, and they'd say, peace out?
I don't know.
Humor me on this one. Butter me this, as our one caller friend from Aliquippa would say. He's dominant enough to pull this off. National League record is what, still 20 strikeouts in a game, Kerry Wood?
Yep.
Correct? What if he was scheduled to go five? He's got just, he's blowing people away. He's through four innings, he's struck out 11. He's through five, he's struck out 14, and he's only at like 70 pitches. You're going to tell me that with something like that potentially in reach, they'd say, sorry, Paul. Like, you are on such an insane heater today that you might actually set an all-time record in this league, and we're just going to pull you out of here?
I mean, they've pulled him with no-hitters before.
I know, but that's even been... I would almost argue that a no-hitter would be devalued compared to setting the all-time strikeout record for a single game.
No, you'd be right about that. No, I think that they... Yes, apparently they would have pulled him.
Manfred would just say, I'm glad they pulled him. The strikeout record is just a metaphorical hunk of metal.
Gary is next in Greensburg. Hello, Gary.
Hello, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gary.
Actually, this is... something I wanted to talk about anyhow, that they were saving him for the All-Star game because they skipped Haney when they had the off day. They have an off day on Thursday. They'll skip Burrows. Now he'll pitch on Friday, five innings again, and then he's good for one inning on Tuesday.
So they're setting up their rotation to accommodate Major League Baseball.
To accommodate an exhibition game.
Yes, yeah.
But how do you feel? What if baseball's telling them to do it? Should they go along with it? I mean, they suck this year.
Chris,
we all know
it sounds
this.
Like they are.
No, but like, should, yes, if that's what's happening, do you agree with them going along with it, Gary?
Yeah, given where the team is this year, I'm okay with it.
That's, really. That's kind of how I feel about it.
Well, there's
too.
There's another question here. To whatever degree, like, when you were growing up, maybe Pirates fans can relate to this more post 92 because they would get like the token all star who had to be named to the team. Like Carlos Garcia was an all star once.
Evan Meek,
he's probably the best. Mike Williams with his 6 ERA.
Donnie, do you have a funny Pirates all star you'd like to throw out there? I know you've probably got a couple in your bag, just random Pirates all star.
Ooh, okay, so you went with Meek.
Also went Carlos Garcia.
I want Mike Williams too. I doubled up. Mike Williams is always my favorite one of those. He like objectively sucked that year.
Our boy Joel Hanrahan had a really good year in what, 2011. He got to the All-Star game.
Yeah, that's kind of random.
My point is, the only reason I bring this up, guys, is as dumb as this is, it's one of those weird sports things where even if you know your team stinks and the guy isn't really a good all-star, like when Evan Meek made it, I wanted him to like strike out the side. Like,
no doubt.
You want to see your guy do well, and I just wonder how many fans now are like, it's a lost season. I at least want to see Skeens ball out on a big stage.
I mean, we were excited that he was going to face Soto and Judge in the
right.
All-Star game last year.
And when all those guys were like, whoa!
I mean, I think it is in service to the fans, but like, I'm just not used to a team like having that bigger picture view. The sport obviously does, but I wouldn't think of a team that said, let's play around with our pitching schedules to make sure a guy pitches in the All-Star game. It's usually they stay on the same schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And if that schedule, like, unfortunately doesn't line up with the All-Star game, well, too bad. Like, you're still going to be there, Paul. You still get to tip your cap and say you're an All-Star, but it just didn't line up where you could pitch in it. That happens all the time. But they're moving things around to get him to pitch.
If the Pirates were 10 games better, this wouldn't be happening. If they were in a playoff chase, which they are not, especially not because they just got shut out.
That's actually a great hypothetical. Like if they're, no, you're right. They wouldn't do that.
If they were 48 and what would it be? They're 38 and 53.
Yep.
If they were 48 and 43, there's no way this would be happening. He would have gone seven innings or he would have gone in that game until he got to like 100 pitches yesterday, or they started to touch him up, which didn't look like it was going to happen.
Here is the leader of our lunatic fringe, Johnny the Barber, back with us. Hello, JTB.
Hello, fellas, and great to have the A-team back. Oh, man, you had some doozies while you were out. Listen.
We had some doozies while we were out. We missed one day, and I think Austin filled in. What are you saying about Austin?
Oh, you don't want to go there. I mean, the guys on the YouTube video, our YouTube channel, want to know who's going to go scoreless and be more disappointing for the rest of the season, Austin or the Pirates.
They're actually legitimately asking that on the YouTube channel, or
yeah.
You using an alias brought that
no,
up to try to make
people,
fun of Austin.
Other people are doing it too. Johnny is not the only one in there. It's popping off in that YouTube comment section yet again about Austin and many other things.
So our listeners would rather have a conversation about Austin's sex life than the Pirates? Is that what I'm picking up on here?
Yes.
That's, oh, well, most certain, most
guy
certainly.
Named Sports Vids 412. Yeah, yeah. Thanks. Sorry, Johnny. Walked all over you there.
I wouldn't say it's a sex life. I mean, that'd be a very short and uneventful life.
Johnny, here's the question that is taken this show by storm off the air. If a collection of Ohio State players in the NFL was put together,
and they were the
33rd NFL franchise, what would their record be in a 17-game schedule?
They wouldn't have 14 games, and of course, like the last one or two, they wouldn't care because they would be, 14-0 when they got to that point. So they'd have the playoffs locked up.
Believe it or not, Pony, I actually had, and Johnny, would you like to add anything else on that front?
Ohio.
All right, give him the Pantera tickets just for being a
good sport.
Sure. Has Johnny ever won anything from us?
I don't think so.
Is he eligible?
Yeah, he's eligible. He's a human
being.
He's
not on our banned list?
No.
Okay. Anyways.
I think I did that exercise. I thought about it some more, even though we talked about it off the air. I think they're a playoff team. Defense is going to be a little hit or miss, but I think that's a playoff team of all Ohio State
guys.
Could
you do that with any other college?
Can you do it with LSU, Bama?
Well, the team...
LSU has Burrow, so that's a good start. Yeah. Edwards-Helaire.
Alabama has Hurts.
Which ain't a bad start, but you
need
more.
Who would Penn State's quarterback be? Sean Clifford?
Matt McGloin? No, he's done. He's long since done. Trace McSorley? He's done, isn't
he? He's not in the league.
He's coaching now, I think.
Yeah.
Penn State hockey just got a ringer, though.
Oh, is that official? Gavin McKinn is going to Penn State.
He is going to Penn State.
Holy crap.
I just retweeted it. Cam Robinson, who I had to check, is he followed by like people who are serious? Taylor Haas follows him, so I consider Taylor a pretty serious hockey writer. Multiple sources indicate that Gavin McKinn will commit to Penn State University for 25-26. One of the most electrifying prospects chooses the Nittany Lions, a game-changing get for PSU hockey. That Pegula oil money, natural gas money, NIL, baby. If only we had an NIL expert to have on the air to tell us what might have factored in here.
What do you think they're paying him?
That's a great question. So what's Arch Manning get, like?
10?
Yeah, it's something like
that. But it's college football. There's way more money in college football.
It's obvious, so it's hockey. Is he getting $1 million? As the obvious number one pick in next year's NHL draft. Is he getting $1 million? That Texas Tech softball pitcher, they signed her for like $1 million+.
Yeah, I think he is then.
I mean, okay, let me ask you this seriously.
If the Pegulas
What's
are
bigger
that...
business, men's college hockey or college softball?
College softball.
Okay, so Pegulas might have overpaid. What's the what should the market be? I guess it's what somebody's willing to pay.
I mean,
you.
I guess if you're a billionaire, you do care about how much you pay for things because that's how you became a billionaire in the first place.
Yeah.
But if it's kind of a vanity project, why wouldn't you want? Because here's the thing. If you overpay for him, don't you think that starts the trend of like this? They're already on the map. They were in the Frozen Four last year.
Yep.
But now they've become a destination for.
Don't they become the automatic favorite to win?
Yes. But what I'm saying is like now Penn State becomes an even bigger destination for the best hockey players.
Yeah, if you win this battle, the next time there's anybody like McKenna who would want to make this jump and not play like, what, he was in the Western Hockey League, I think, until now, you become like a more attractive destination. And you know, one thing I will say about Penn State, man, those fans are going to blow it out and make that like a crazy environment. He's going to come in and play in a spot where I bet you when he's asked about it, he'll say it was awesome. Those fans are psychos in a good way. Yeah, I saw that, but we were in the midst of the Ohio State question, so I did not want to jump out too much.
His first game now becomes the biggest hockey game in Pittsburgh this year.
Oh, yeah.
According to intern Dom and Austin.
Well, how many hockey games is Bechtel going to go to up there now?
I mean, he'll probably like don a flat-brimmed cap and like put out a video of how excited he is.
You know who's
going to
be foaming at the mouth about this is Chris Mack. He is a big Penn State club. When they were a club team, he was a psycho about that.
I have a bone to pick with Mack and Cabali.
Okay, what?
They have a new sponsor to their podcast. It's a restaurant in town.
Okay.
Their restaurant has a sandwich named after me.
You have a sandwich? You're burying the lead here.
And I'm not. They don't spend any money with me.
Hold on. Time out. Congratulations on all your
success. No, it's not congratulations on all my success because I'm getting nothing out of it.
Wait. Why? You don't need to say the restaurant. I know you won't do it.
They.
Why is there a sandwich named after you?
I don't know.
Is it one that deliberately tastes bad?
I don't know.
I was going to ask it.
It's the worst sandwich of the menu.
Is it like an awful sandwich?
We make it with all the stuff that's expired that day.
Here's
in the
what's
fridge.
In it: New York strip steak topped with sautéed roasted red peppers, mushrooms, onions, and provolone cheese. That sounds good. That is something I would eat. I am proud of what's inside that sandwich. It's named after me.
Have you ever just gone to this place and eaten this sandwich?
No, because I'm getting nothing out of it.
And it's just called the Pony.
It's called the Philipony.
Hmm. What I don't understand is, like, is the owner of this place a big fan of yours? It's just a weird thing to
not a big enough fan to
have you
spend
come over.
Money. He'll spend just, money with Mac and Kabali, but he won't spend money with the guy he named a sandwich
time
after.
Out. He named a sandwich after you, he or she, or whoever owns the place. They've never even had you there, like, hi, we named a sandwich after you. Please come for free.
It's the weirdest thing of all time.
Man, once you read the ingredients, I mean, yeah, it's not a joke sandwich where the whole point is that it's a sandwich named after you that everyone agrees sucks. It's, hey, it's liver and onions and sauerkraut. Enjoy.
I mean, how would you feel about this, Don? Let's say there's a Cheddarick out there.
What if there was a wing flavor at a place that was the Donnie football, and it was something you were very proud to have your name
you
attached
got nothing
to,
out of it.
But like they never reached out to you about it. They just kind of did it ninja style.
Yeah, I think I'd feel a little bit slighted.
I definitely would. If any place named a sandwich the Mulsey and it was like, hey, it's the best sandwich we could come up with that doesn't have cheese on it, I'd be flattered.
This could actually happen. You don't like cheese on pizza.
Yeah.
If somebody made a sauce-based pizza,
a Mulsey
and because
pie.
They know exactly that this is your right. weird phobia of having cheese on pizza, and then they put it on the menu and it sold like crazy, and it partially sold in
because of my name recognition,
name.
I kind of want to.
And you got nothing
hit me
out
off
of it.
For it. Yeah, at that right. point, it's hit me off for it. If you named it the marinara pie, no one's buying
That's
it.
That's what I'm saying, man.
I would love to, Donnie, would you not just kill to know what the sales of the Philipponi are?
And I honestly didn't care until they started spending money with Mac and Kabali. Now it's like they're in the sports media game.
But not with you.
Why aren't they playing with the dude that they named an effing? There's no Kabali on the menu.
Well, you could also call it the Clogger if it was named.
So you guys do think I have a right to be pissed.
I actually do. Normally I would make fun of you about this, but yeah, it's a very strange
now,
kind
this
of
restaurant follows me on Twitter. Should I
have
DM
you eaten
them and
there
be
ever?
Like, no, I refuse to go right now.
The DM would be very interesting here. Hey, you have a sandwich named after me. Would you like to perhaps advertise with my station?
How would you handle
my show?
It, Don?
I'd shoot them a message.
I think you send it to the biggest hitter over in sales, and there are some very big hitters in sales, and I think you try to get them to get, hey, this is your in.
I don't know, but then I feel bad if they end up coming over to me and they stop advertising with Kabali and Matt.
Wait, why would you feel bad about that? In what universe would that make you feel bad?
Because they originally talked this restaurant into spending money.
Didn't you complain about the fact that they had a really good guest that you thought maybe we could have gotten or Kabali could have brought to us?
I didn't say that. Crowley said that.
Did you agree with Crowley?
Maybe.
Oh, interesting.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Stig.
Time for the PM Team Weekend Review. If you're on vacation, you're looking for something to watch while you're at the beach, I'm going to recommend that you check out Breaking Bread. Our hosts sit down with Pittsburgh athletes, and we see a side of them we don't often see. They get into deeper topics, personal topics. And Donnie did that with Pat Freiermuth, and it's up on our 93.7 The Fan YouTube page. You can listen to the show anywhere, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast, just type in PM Team. All right. Noah Hyles had a great article in the Post-Gazette over the weekend that he previewed with us on Thursday about Ben Cherington's intentions at the trade deadline, what the Pirates might do.
Didn't he call it like hot stove season, though, and he got like...
Because hot stove is in the offseason.
Right, he got ripped, but people were like, you're so young, you probably don't know the origins of that.
I thought he blamed the headline writer, which is something that's an entirely different job. There's a job over at the Post-Gazette where you just cook up the names of the articles. I love that job.
It's a side job for somebody who does other stuff.
Give me that job. I'll name things.
I think that's probably your copy editor who's doing that.
Well, Hyles writes, hey, the Mets and the Pirates have talked about Mitch Keller. I put on Twitter, it goes deeper than that. There have been players that have been talked in this deal, including a Mets infielder who also plays outfield, by the way, so I guess he's a utility man, Ronnie Maurizio. And I'm trying to kill a hornet's nest in my backyard that has already stung me and my wife Amanda yesterday when I hear the Mets broadcast team talk about this.
Okay.
It got on their radar.
Now, were you double dipping Mets?
Well, they played
Pirates
a one.
Because it was a one? Okay. So seven Hiles straight hours
discussed,
of baseball.
Pony discussed on the radio home of the Mets.
Oh, your name
during
got
the
dropped.
Game. Hiles brought up, Filippone brought up. Yep.
Donnie, I mean, it's just the subtle flex hour for Pony here. Congratulations.
How is it
on
a subtle flex?
Success.
I'm not getting paid at all for any of these things.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not benefiting financially from the restaurant
have,
that it
yeah.
named a sandwich after me.
What are the Mets rights holder? WFAN, the biggest sports
no,
station in the country?
No, that's the Yankees.
No? Who has the Mets? Same family of stations?
880.
Wins?
Wins is no longer a station. It's now ESPN Radio. It's a complicated thing that we don't need to get into.
All right. Either way, huge radio station out of New York. They're mentioning the Filippone.
I didn't bring this up for you to patronize me for being mentioned. I brought it up because this has turned into a conversation in many different places about like what the Pirates could and could not get back for Mitch Keller. The point is here that Keller's name keeps coming up because he's been a pretty good pitcher with horrible luck this year. And even though there's years left on the contract, it's not like it's so expensive that teams automatically scoff at it or don't look twice. He is affordable to big market teams.
Mm-hmm.
I think the potential issue is these big market teams think he's not that affordable for the Pirates because they're a small budget team and think they can basically fleece the Pirates,
who won't want to,
in order to get him,
who will be happy to get out from under the deal.
Right.
I thought you were going to go into depth about Hiles having to issue a clarification because your initial tweet citing his reporting and then adding in your own rumors that you were hearing was very unclear.
Oh, did he do that?
Yes.
Well, that's good for him. He wanted to distance himself from me, you think?
He just wanted to clarify that he was not reporting the specific return you had heard.
Did he shoot down my part of it?
He distanced himself from your part of it and said, this is what I reported. The rest of it's not.
Did he say what I said is patently false?
No, he just didn't want it to be connected to him because he didn't say it. So I actually felt like he was in the right on this one. I think you got caught just hitting send too quickly.
So how would you have done it?
I would have just said, additionally, I'm hearing that.
I don't pay for Twitter, so I don't get all these extra
you
words
had enough
that
characters.
You're talking about.
You had enough characters to write, additionally, I'm hearing that.
Well, then you know what? From now on, when I'm about to send out a big tweet, I will send it to you first in draft form, and then you can put your own editorial spin on it. And
why would I do that? You're not paying me to. Unless you want
well,
to
I mean,
me
if you're
to.
Just going to critique the way I do it, you might as well help a brother out here.
I don't work for free. Anyway. Where were we? This is supposed to be PM Team Weekend.
This has turned into just you guys like attacking me for not getting paid for things. I'm the original not getting paid for things guy. Don't try to steal that.
Yeah, this really went bad. This all really, I think, went bad when we got back to Gavin McKenna. It's his fault because that got us to Mac and Kabali. That got us to a sandwich named after you that you're not being compensated for. I don't know. The idea of Mitch Keller, though, and like other teams feeling they can fleece the Pirates, I think that's a very real thing. And man, if I were Ben Cherington...
Well, hold on a second, though. Yes. Is Maurizio a guy that they would be getting fleeced on?
Where's he ranking the MLB top 100?
He's not a prospect anymore. He's 24 and he's in the majors.
Okay.
In 2022, he hit 26 homers at AA.
Yeah.
In 2023, he hit 23 homers, 71 ribbies, 292 at AAA. Then he tore his ACL and missed 2024. In this year, he's up with the Mets and he's playing off and on.
Okay.
24 games, 247 average, 720 OPS, so slightly above average OPS.
He'd be a middle of the lineup guy on the Pirates. How many major league games has he played? Like total, like 40?
28.
To me, he's still like a prospect. I mean, that's such a... I know he's played in the majors, but I would look at him as... Where was he ranked before he tore his ACL? Like, how was he viewed as a prospect? Is maybe the more accurate question.
Do you want Baseball America, Major League Baseball, or Baseball Prospectus? Who do you
trust
more?
Give me Baseball America today.
Baseball America had him as a top 100 prospect for 5 years.
But like
98, 66, 65, 92, 87.
That's not... I don't know. That's not awesome.
Well, I mean...
Where was he ranking in the Mets system in that time frame?
I don't know.
That's probably the more accurate
probably
thing.
Probably never number one.
Yeah, that feels like an underpay, I guess.
Well, I don't think it would be one for one, but I think that would probably
be the
biggest.
If he's the centerpiece, though, like, I don't know. I don't love that. Because you need help now. That's the whole bit.
Well, he would come up and he would play shortstop as soon as you traded IKF.
Big help now. You're supposed to be trying to still, in theory, build this thing on the back of Paul Skeens for the next year or two, if you can. And so
what are you going to get back from Mitch Keller that makes you feel like it's going to ease the burden of putting it all on Paul Skeens exactly?
I mean, if it's a batter who can actually hit, I would imagine that would ease the burden on Paul Skeens.
But do you think that a team that is in contention is going to take a good bat off their major league roster
probably
to get a
not.
Number three starter?
The best chance you'd have is there somebody blocked in somebody else's system. But even as I say that out loud, if
well, this guy is blocked by a guy named Francisco Lindor.
How good is the player if they're blocked? Brian Giles, before you even say it, was blocked in Cleveland. Blocked, and you got him for Ricky Rincon. Wonderful.
I mean, right now he's blocked by...
I know, Lindor's great. I get it.
By Juan Soto and Francisco Lindor. Left field and shortstop.
This goes back to, like, I'm trying to evaluate that and kind of do that calculus in my head as to how I feel about it. And then I think, do I trust Ben Cherington to even get any of this right? Or his staff? If DK's reporting is to be believed. Let's say that they do this trade and he's the centerpiece. What are they going to do? Say, hey, we need you to change up your entire hitting style. This is what our analysts think is the right move. We spent a lot of money on these analysts. You got to listen to them.
That was the PM Team Weekend Review.
How was your weekend, Don?
Stellar, Malzy.
Thanks. Mine was good, too.
Went to Malzy's house.
Yeah, mine was good, too. Thanks.
For a birthday party that I was invited to, but didn't attend.
Correct. You did tell me a day before that I appreciated the notice.
Is that more patronization?
You can take it however you want.
Was this like a topic of conversation between you and Alex? Like, can you believe this guy? He's letting me know only a day early?
The actual answer was just, oh, hey, Pony and Amanda can't make it. That was it. She said, oh, okay.
Do you think it got more heated, or were you more upset than my neighbor who thinks that if you just make hot dogs and hamburgers on the 4th of July, it's a barbecue? And I said, no, it's not. It's a cookout. We got into a long, drawn-out debate about this.
We don't live in the South, though. A barbecue in the South is your slow-cooking meats and a grill.
He said, I had a barbecue, and I said, oh, was there brisket and ribs? And he said, no, hot dogs and hamburgers. Oh, and I said, that's not a barbecue,
which
pal.
Which neighbor is it?
I'm not going to say
the Charles name. Barkey?
No, it wasn't Chuck.
Is it Bob Huggins Jr.?
Bob Huggins Jr. is my friend, but he does not live in my neighborhood.
Was it King Howie?
It was not King Howie.
Was it Joe America?
It was somebody I was talking to when I was invited up for a fireworks
Texas
display.
Keith.
No.
Bottom line is, a barbecue is when there are brisket, pulled pork, etc.
You're grilling, on my side.
100%. I can't believe I'm saying this emphatically, but you're right.
Don?
Yeah, you're 1,000% right.
I don't know where your buddy comes from, where that's a barbecue my ass.
You invite me over for a barbecue and it's hot dogs, hamburgers, and potato salad. I'm pissed.
You I was thinking there were going to be bird ends there. Thank good. Very good. Very good. And Donnie, this might be the most right he's ever been about
anything.
And
like, there were people ganging up like on me, like, you're a snob over this take. I'm like, no, this is just what it
Words
is,
Words have meaning. A barbecue is slow smoked meats. A cookout or a, you know, I'm firing up the grill is exactly what it says it is. Burgers, dogs, you could even like grill chicken if you want.
We're barbecuing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.